Hi there, good morning. This is Mangalam Malu from CNBC TV 18, lining up all the cues that you need to work with this Friday morning. But before we do that, let's take a moment to celebrate as CNBC TV 18 turns 19 today. 19 years of enthusiastic, energetic, and extensive pursuit of excellence. We take a moment to thank you, the viewer, for your constant encouragement. And as we turn 19, we cannot be more excited for the next 19. So parties on us, and you guys will thoroughly enjoy. Thanks a lot for that. As far as the markets are concerned now, yesterday was a turbulent Thursday on Wall Street. The Dow at one point was lower by about 800 points. And then we saw a sharp recovery from there, and it ended just about 80 points lower. What led to that recovery? Well, there were reports coming in from the Wall Street Journal that the US Fed is considering a pause with regards to rate hikes or rate action. Remember, the US Fed meets on December 18th and 19th. So those are the dates that the street will be watching out for. Asia, in regard to the way the US markets rebounded, has done well. The SGX Nifty indicates a start of about 50 points in the green. Yesterday for our markets, the Nifty ended almost 180 points lower, barely held on to the 10,600 mark, the Sensex about 600 points lower, and that was led by a decline that we saw in the Nifty Bank, and the mid-caps ended much worse, about 1.5% on the adverse side. The flows weren't too enthusiastic as well. While the FIIs bought about 72 crores in cash markets, there was a 1,700 crore sale in index futures, and stock futures too. They pulled out about 1,050 crores. The FIIs have unwound about 1,000 long contracts and added 23,000 short contracts, or 21,300 short contracts in index futures. What this does is takes the FII long exposure down to 46%, and this compares with 51% at the start of this series. There is a fair amount of protection being sought. In just the last two trading sessions, the FIIs have added 44,300 long puts in the index options, and this compares with just about 3,000 long calls that they bought. What is this protection being sought for on the downside? Well, looks like a lot of events, and a lot of protection is being sought for those events. The key cues for today is that the Brent crude prices, they've declined to sub $60 per barrel after the indecision that has come in from OPEC. They haven't decided on a production cut number, so that is something we'll keep an eye out on. And more importantly, domestically, it is the day where Rajasthan and Telangana go to polls. The second half of trade will perhaps see a bit of a trade move in anticipation of exit polls. So those are the things we'll have to watch out for. 10,600 is where the Nifty is right now. So the lower levels, perhaps the first port of support would be the 50-day moving average, which is 10,573. If we go below that, then maybe 10,500 could be a bit of a support, and we may test those levels. Apart from that, on the way up, the 20-day moving average, which we collapsed from yesterday, should see a bit of a hurdle. 10,670 is the mark that I'm watching out for. And above that, it is the 10,750 mark. Ahead of all these events, the broad range that the street would be working with would be anywhere between 10,550 to about 10,850 on the upside. In terms of stocks to watch out for today, HCL Tech has announced the biggest ever acquisition announcement coming in from an Indian IT company, $1.8 billion worth acquisition of IBM's software products. And what the street will like is that this deal will be largely funded by internal accruals. Another couple of stocks I'll be watching out for, Zydus Wellness and Cadila Healthcare, as Zydus has announced details of fundraise to pay for the Complan deal. They will be raising shares or preferential shares to the tune of about 2,600 crores, and this will come at 1,382 crores. This compares with the current market price of 1,238 crores. They will also raise some debt to the tune of 1,500 crores, and Cadila, which is the parent company, will invest about 1,200 crores via preferential shares. Sagar Cements, they have consolidated production for November higher by about 44%, 3.17 lakh million tons, and cement sales have come in higher by 36% at 3.1 lakh million tons. NHPC has been declared as a successful resolution applicant by COC for Lanco Teesta Hydropower Limited, which is a 500 megawatt power plant. And finally, PFC REC, rumors, reports, and various chatter of the merger of both these companies, the way it would be done, was on top of mind for the last couple of weeks. And yesterday we had the management of REC saying they have no idea whether a deal is underway or not. And then come the evening, the finance minister Jaitley said that the cabinet has given a nod to the strategic sale of government's shareholding of 52% in REC to PFC, for which the ministerial panel will work out the modalities. With that, have a great trading day. Thank you for listening.